Thursday, July 8th at San Clemente. President called me in with Haig to discuss the plan for informing Rogers of Kissinger's mission. And he got into quite a long discussion of how we would handle a notification process on next week's announcement and all that sort of thing. Henry leaves for his trip over the mountain at 3 o'clock our time, which is 4 a.m. in Pakistan. And goes all the way to Peking, apparently. And will be there overnight. The President felt very strongly, as we talked about notification and all, that he would make the announcement on TV without any preliminary announcement, and the only notifications being to a few of the key countries, and then only 15 minutes before airtime. No press briefing in advance, no congressional notifications. He decided he wanted Haig and me in with him when he told Rogers, and had me call Bill to tell him to be here at 10:30. He had me call Rogers and tell him to be here, call him at 10:15, ask him to come over at 10:30. He then dismissed Haig and in the intervening period discussed some schedule items and his feeling that it's crucial and urgent now that on the New York Times papers we follow up with our top spokesman, congressional editorial, and so forth to separate us from the Pentagon Papers, period, without whacking Johnson. We should point out that the bad guys and spies are all left-wing Democrats, and particularly wants to get Harriman on the DM matter that Dick Helms raised yesterday. He feels that we should get this leaked. Not making the point that Helms says so, but picking up his point that Harriman was the architect of the DM overthrow and of the Laos sellout, and that we should give him a major kick. Making the point that those who got us into trouble can't be trusted to get us out of trouble, and to try and throw the war debate onto the past rather than the present. He wants to use the line that he used the other day, that we've heard a lot about how we got into Vietnam, now let's look at how we're getting out. He discussed the polls some and concludes that overall the only thing that's going to count for us in the polls is some really dramatic development, which we may very well have with next week's announcement. He keeps analyzing the fact that in the Gallup poll we've gone down another couple points, and makes him feel that he's not sure that any of the things we're doing really do any good, and he questions therefore whether it's worth doing. Ehrlichman called to tell me that he had learned, or that Colson had learned from Howard K. Smith, that Bill Gill was set to do an ABC interview with a former CIA agent named Konian, and that Henry Kissinger called ABC at some high level to protest the interview on behalf of the administration and managed to get it killed. This is something that John was checking to see if I knew anything about, and I didn't, so we agreed that we'd get the CIA agent in and interview him, which Ehrlichman later today told me Colson had done, and that he'd gotten 4 hours of information from him that confirms Harriman's complicity in the deal, as well as Kennedy's, of course, and the fact that Big Min was actually present with an Army major who did the deed. So we've got some pretty good stuff to play on there. The Rogers meeting really went very well, in spite of the president's fear about the whole thing. The president did a superb job of picking up from my earlier information to Rogers when I told him that there was something cooking in Pakistan and that there was a reason for Henry to go, which was that Yahya had asked for a personal presidential emissary to pick up a high-level message that he had. The president then said Henry had learned after he got there that the thing was what we thought it was, and that they had shifted to where, rather than just delivering a message to him, they wanted him to come to Peking for a meeting with Cho, and that's what he's doing. Rogers took it all extremely well, and the president went on to elaborate that this all was part of the planning for a visit, that Rogers, of course, would be going on the visit, as would Henry, that we'd keep it at the lowest possible level as far as numbers, and all this seemed to work out pretty well. The president then got into a discussion of how he felt the whole thing might unfold, and the fact that the value of this on putting the pressure on the Russians, his intention not to notify them until just before the telecast, if even then. Rogers basically agreed, felt that it would do us a lot of good, although he did say that he wondered for the long range if it was really going to be good to let China back into the world, because the Chinese are so capable and so smart and so able that that'll be very tough competition if we do take them on or give them the chance to take us on. The president agreed, but felt that we were in a position where we could ameliorate the situation with the Chinese by working with them, and then overall for the world it was very much to our interest to take the steps to bring them into a more open relationship. We also talked about the various questions of timing and so on, and there were no problems really on anybody's part. Rogers raised the point that Laird had screwed us again, this time by announcing that Japan would be having a nuclear capability in the years ahead. But Rogers had, in effect, shot this down. The president confirmed that he should have done so and should do so again if he has the opportunity. We keep getting into these, and it's hard to figure how we're going to avoid it. But somehow we've got to find a way. The president obviously is really cranked up about this whole Chinese thing, and did go on and on talking about it. Rogers, too, was very positive and intrigued, and I would say the meeting accomplished everything the president had hoped for, and then some. We got back into the drown problem, as Helene called Pat and talked to her for 35 minutes today. But Pat seemed to be in a good mood afterwards, so that's the only reading we have at this point. We'll probably find out when the president gets home tonight what transpired, and we'll learn about it tomorrow. The president took off at 1 o'clock for the rest of the day, so I came on home too. End of July 8th.